leading the news this morning, Sydney police have charged the mother and stepfather of a six-year-old girl who went missing from her Mount Druitt home last year. The police arrested the pair early this morning. The couple is expected to face court later today. The federal government is under pressure to review its contract with the company that runs Sydney's Villawood Detention Centre. 9 buildings were destroyed by fire during a riot there yesterday. A former guard at the centre says Serco has used untrained staff at the centre. The company denies those claims. Australia and Japan will work together to strengthen global nuclear safety. Prime Minister Julia Gillard has held talks with her Japanese counterpart, Naoto Kan, in Tokyo. Topics ranged from closer defence ties to climate change, but when it came to the issue of whaling, the two leaders didn't see eye to eye, but Mr. Kan says that doesn't affect the friendship. And at least 26 people, mostly women and children, drowned when a passenger ferry sank on a river in eastern Bangladesh. Scores of people are still missing. About 60 people managed to swim to safety. A large crowd of well-wishers has greeted Queen Elizabeth outside Westminster Abbey to mark her 85th birthday. School children offered flowers and paintings to the Queen. Her birthday coincides with Maundy Thursday, and in a traditional ceremony, she gives coins to save number of men and women as years of her life.